Time now for your letters. We heard from passionate defenders of the U.S. Postal Service after our story last week about potential budget cuts, including the end of Saturday mail service.
Delivery cost makes up almost half of our entire cost, so over $30 billion a year. We're doing what we can to be efficient there, but what we really need to do is simply reduce the number of trips.
Carl Hoffman of Sacramento, California, says he pays his bills by U.S. mail and writes, I figured that my first-class stamp supports the letter carriers who pick up and drop off my mail, the postal workers who process and sort my mail, the pilots and truck drivers who move my mail. He adds, while many may think technology means convenience, I think it means killing jobs that pay a living wage. Last week we spoke with Bob Custer, the president of Boise State, after the school's football team lost their shot to play for a national title in the upcoming Bowl Championship Series, or BCS. It's been a matter of debate in the college football world about whether the bowl game system lets a smaller school with a great team like Boise or Texas Christian play for a national title. Duffy Johnson writes on our website, collegiate football teams, athletic programs, and fans are yearning for a playoff system that will allow underdogs to have a fair shot at a national championship. Not only would this be infinitely more fair to all the teams, but it would make the national championship a truly exciting event. But Lee Barnard writes on NPR.org, I like underdogs. I cheer for underdogs. But enough of the whining already. Sure, college football is about money, but hey, what major college sport isn't? By the way, today we're going to continue our coverage of college football's Bowl Championship Series. Coming up, we'll talk to the executive director of the BCS. And we heard from both longtime and brand new fans of Pink Martini, who performed some holiday songs in last week's program. Calvin Glover of Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, was doing laundry when he heard our interview and writes, I had a whirlpool moment. Just got a little bit misty when you and your guest started talking about Do You Hear What I Hear and Little Drummer Boy. All sorts of thoughts and memories flashed in for a moment. What a fine segment and what fine performers.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-pum-pum-pum.
You can write us by going to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us. You can reach us on Twitter. I'm NPR Scott Simon. The staff is NPR Weekend. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/NPR Weekend.
To lay before our king, ba-rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum.
This is NPR News.